I'm Gene Randall. Australian Brenton Tarrant appeared by video link today in a courtroom in New Zealand. Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson reports Tarrant faces dozens of new murder charges in the shooting attack at two Christchurch mosques last month.
He faces 50 murder charges in total, the first charge filed a day after the attacks. Tarrant has also been charged with 39 attempted murders, and police say they have not ruled out further charges. Victims' families and some survivors were at the hearing.
It's very emotional, and you know, I lost 50 friends whom I used to see in the mosque every Friday, and I want to see how he feel after killing 50 people. So that's why I'm here today.
According to local news, Tarrant is under 24-hour surveillance and has no access to media. He also reportedly wants to represent himself. Legal experts say he may try to use the hearings as a platform to present his ideology and beliefs. He has been remanded to custody until June 14th.
That was Eve Johnson of Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump goes to California today to dramatize his argument that there must be a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
President Trump leaves the White House this morning to inspect a section of fence along the U.S.-Mexico border in Calexico, California. The visit comes as he walks back his threat to immediately close the southern border, warning instead that he'll place tariffs on vehicles coming north from Mexico unless the Mexicans do more to stem the flow of migrants and drugs to the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
The president says he is not shutting down the border because Mexico has stepped up its arrests of would-be migrants to the United States.
Because Mexico has been absolutely terrific for the last 4 days. They're apprehending everybody.
The president also said he prefers tariffs to a border shutdown. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia has arrested 8 people, including 2 joint U.S.-Saudi citizens. The Associated Press reports the detainees include a pregnant woman and 7 men. All have been supportive of rights for women who live in the kingdom. Most were arrested today. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is standing by his handling of the Mueller report into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. There has been a growing Democratic Party protest over the issue in Congress. Here's AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department has released a statement defending Attorney General William Barr's handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. The statement says, in part, that the Mueller report contains sensitive grand jury material that cannot be immediately released to the public. Barr has come under fire from congressional Democrats for issuing a 4-page letter summarizing Mueller's nearly 400-page report. Barr has informed members of Congress he intends to release the entire report with redactions by mid-April. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says more than 20,000 civilians in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state have been forced from their homes in recent weeks. Driving them out is escalating fighting between the Myanmar military and the ethnic Rakhine Arakan Army. On April 3rd, 2 military helicopters fired on civilians in a paddy field. UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdansani says at least 7 civilians were killed, another 18 wounded.
As the international community is taking steps towards accountability for crimes against civilians in previous years, the Myanmar military is again carrying out attacks against its own civilians, attacks which may constitute war crimes. The consequences of impunity will continue to be deadly.
The UN is calling on the warring parties in Myanmar to immediately end their hostilities to ensure civilians there are protected. Congress has voted to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, handing President Trump a bipartisan rejection of his Yemen policy. The House passed the resolution 247-175 with 16 Republicans joining the Democratic majority. The Senate passed the resolution last month. This marks the first time that Congress has invoked the 1973 War Powers Act, which says a U.S. chief executive cannot involve American forces in a foreign conflict without the consent of Congress. No indication if Mr. Trump plans to veto the measure. UNICEF says more than 1 million Venezuelan children will need protection and access to basic services across Latin America and the Caribbean in 2019. The number includes children who have been uprooted from Venezuela, as well as returnees and those living in host and transit communities. The UN agency says in addition to the nearly 500,000 children currently in need of essential services like protection, health care, and education. Gene Randall, VOA News.